Blog Talk Radio. Okay, that was Judge with The Storm. And like I said, I at least feel that that's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, hardcore songs of all time, at least to me. Up next, we have a band that is Sal Abruscato started. He was actually one of the co-founders of Typo and Negative with Peter Steele. And he had performed on Slow, Deep, and Hard, Origin of the Feces, Bloody Kisses, and a lot of Best Of soundtracks. He's a drummer for Life of Agony and performed on River Runs Red, Ugly River Runs Again, Broken Valley. He was on Supermassive, My Mortality. And he's now the singer and songwriter and guitarist for his newest project, Pale Horse Named Death. They're really kind of, well, they're a little bit gothic, a little doom, or, you know, kind of alternative. But this is, I think this is dark, but this is a Pale Horse Named Death, and this is, Meet the Wolf by A Pale Horse Named Death. And you can find these guys at MySpace if you look up A Pale Horse Named Death, or you can Google them. This is A Pale Horse Named Death with Meet the Wolf. Pale Horse Named Death. They actually have a website. You can search from A Pale Horse Named Death at apalehorsenameddeath.com. They also have a MySpace and a Facebook page where you can check those guys out. And they actually released their, for a limited time, they were pre-selling their debut album, And Hell Will Follow Me, and you can find that on their website. But it seems like a very strong offering from Sal Abruscato, who was, of course, like I said, in Typo Negative. Up next, we have a band, Alley Cat Scratch. They're a hair metal band that formed in San Francisco in '88. They only actually published one album, Dead Boys in Trash City. Never really reached commercial success, due in large part by grunge. And really, grunge overwhelmed hair metal. But it is considered a cult classic and one of the best works of the sleeve scene. But this is actually a live cover of the Boomtown Rats song, I Don't Like Mondays. Alley Cat Scratch, of course, is back, and they're kicking ass. But this is Alley Cat Scratch with I Don't Like Mondays.
And what do you think about Mondays? Mondays fucking suck.
Blitz was a punk band out of England, and they I can't find my notes right now, but okay, Blitz. Blitz was a long-running street punk band out of New Mills, Derbyshire, England. The band really defied labels. They referred to themselves simply as a punk band, although they managed to garner support from fans when they really climbed up the independent label or UK indie charts. And after the breakup, Alan Nitch Miller actually recruited a new band, but he tragically was struck and killed on a freeway in Austin, Texas, in February of 2007. But this is Blitz with Fight to Live.
I love you, but I'll never see your face again. Down to the head of the moon.
It was TSOL with Wash Away, and like I said, that was included on the Suburbia soundtrack, and they actually were in the the movie themselves. TSOL was, and if you've never seen the movie, do yourself a favor and see it. It's a great movie. At least I think it is. Up next, we have a band, Unruly Child. Unruly Child actually was debuted in 92, but they were led by Mark Free, who was in King Cobra and Signal. Bruce Gowdy was their guitarist. Keyboard was Guy Allison, who was actually in Air Supply. Oh, boy. But Unruly Child are actually recording again, and you can catch up with those guys. Guy Allison, you can look up GuyAllison.com or GuyAllison.net and catch up more with those guys. But like I said, they were an 80s hair band. But this is Unruly Child with When Worlds Collide.
Trail of a burning fire.
band that was Unruly Child. Up next, we have a band, Jawbreaker. Jawbreaker started when Chuck Bauermeister's first band, Butcher Clyde, broke up. Then he hung an ad, and some Los Angelings, Blake Schwarzenbach and Adam Fahler, found the psychotic Rorschach poster at the NYU dorm where it was hung. Jawbreaker really is one of the first bands to help usher in the emotional hardcore scene. This is Jawbreaker off a demo that I had, that I still have. This is Jawbreaker with Equalized.
Returned to Dokken,
And then in 98, Lynch was let go from Dokken and reformed the original Lynch Mob lineup, and then broke up again after the writing session, and then they came back, and in 2003, they reunited, broke up, 2008, reunited. But they are doing a tour. They're set to tour. Actually, I believe they started a tour in January. So they're touring now. When we come back, I'm going to have the answer to that. But this is Lynch Mob with Wicked Sensation.
Oh,
that was Lynch Mob with Wicked Sensation, and they are on tour presently. They're going to be in Poughkeepsie, New York at The Chance tonight. Tomorrow they'll be in Springfield, Virginia at Jack's. Then they travel back up to Newark, Delaware at The Cube, and then Greensboro, North Carolina at Arizona Pete's, and then they'll be in Buford, Georgia at 37 Main. You can find that out if you go to georgelynch.com, as well as if you look up Lynch Mob, if you Google them. Next band is Dangerous Toys. They're an Austin, Texas-based hard rock band, founded in 87. And they put out four full-lengths and one live album before disbanding. But they have since come back. They performed a handful of shows in 2008. And they are actually recording presently. So we will see what they have to put out. But Jason McMaster is the lead singer. He has a site. If you go to jasonmcmaster.net, you can catch up with them and what's going on in Jason's life. But he's a vocalist and bassist, songwriter. He was in the progressive metal band Watchtower, and then Dangerous Toys. But this is Dangerous Toys with Scared. Okay. That was Dangerous Toys. Well, when we're going to do a couple commercials right now. When we come back, we're going to have Conrad. Conrad, of course, is the lead singer for Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects. We're going to catch up with Conrad and the band happenings. They're set to tour on the West Coast, and we're going to catch up with, you know, what the tour dates are looking like, where they're going to be going. And right now, though, we're going to get into some commercials, and then we'll come back with Conrad from Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects.
Fight Wars Radio Network listeners, if you are into 80s metal, don't forget to check out All Hail Hair, the show that brings back the greatest era in music, the hair melodies. Join host Bob Carroll and Francis as they walk you down memory lane and transport you back to the late 80s when your biggest worries were gas money, homework, and trying to get a date for the weekend. All Hail Hair not only plays the staples from the hair metal days, but also bands like London Choir Boys, Kix, Crocus, Jet Boy, Pretty Boy Floyd, Shotgun Messiah, and others you may have heard but have forgotten. They will also keep you up to date on the status of your favorite 80s bands. All Hail Hair is not only the place that you will hear the latest from your favorite 80s bands like Poison, Def Leppard, Rat, Warrant, Winger, and Danger Danger, but also you will hear from current bands like Wigwam, Pretty Maids, Veins of Jenna, and Hardcore Superstar that are keeping their sound alive today. So slip on the parachute pants, spray on the Aquanet, get into the leg-worn spandex, and tune into the best 80s metal show, All Hail Hair. Friday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Fight Wars Radio Network.
How do you make a great water heater even better? That's easy. You take the brand most purchased by plumbing contractors, Bradford White, and add the awesome technology of the Icon Control System. The Icon System is an electronic gas control available only from Bradford White. When used with the exclusive Icon System accessory packages, increases usable hot water by up to 50% or more and can improve energy efficiency by up to 36%. In addition, there's leak protection, programmable control, and automatic water shutoff for peace of mind. To find a plumbing contractor and learn more about the Icon Control, visit bradfordwhite.com.
This portion of the program is presented by Dr. Kathleen Carroll of Bloomingdale Psychiatric Associates in Brandon, Florida, on behalf of the men and women in the armed forces, law enforcement, and fire rescue. Dr. Carroll treats psychiatric problems from the womb to the tomb, from children to adults. Her office is professionally staffed to deal with any type of problem and does so in a caring, gentle fashion. Dr. Carroll also specializes in sports psychiatry. If an athlete is not able to reach the next level, she can help. She is a world-class athlete, and her training in both sports psychiatry and sporting events will benefit today's athlete who has seemed to hit the wall. Dr. Carroll is located at 336 East Bloomingdale Avenue in Brandon, Florida. For more information on her services, give the office a call at 813-689-2466.
Okay, welcome back to Metal School. We are joined now by Conrad from Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects. Hear him on here. Conrad, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Great, great. Now, Conrad, tell us a little about Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects.
Well, we started out as a garage band in Salt Lake City. We had some problems with our original members, so we kicked some people out. We got brought some more people in. But we've had the same five people now for probably the last 8 months, and we just released a CD. And it's called Rabies, Scabies, and Crack Babies. And we started out playing. We probably played like 15 house shows for our first shows, and then we started playing smaller venues, and now we just play whatever, whenever we like to play.
Now, who's the band members?
We have DeAndra Ryan Moss. She is our lead guitarist, and then Brighton Metz is our rhythm guitarist. Austin Wood is our bass player. He former bass player to Vanzetti Crime. And Jesus Sanchez is our drummer. And he's from Mexico.
Okay, now this isn't your first foray into a band.
What's
you
that?
Were also in Vanzetti Crime, correct?
I was Vanzetti Crime singer, yeah, for a little while, and then I quit, and they got a lot better after that.
Okay. All right. I haven't heard that before. That's new.
What's
now,
that?
How did you, obviously growing up in Salt Lake, it seems like the punk scene or the ska scene would be a little more timid here, if that's a good word to use. But how did you gravitate towards punk?
Well, I actually grew up in Santa Maria, California.
Okay. That's
and
right.
I just had older brothers that were like really into hardcore and punk and ska, and I was kind of I wouldn't say forced to go to shows as a kid, but I didn't really have a choice. I was just brought, and like it was really just watching these bands like go up on stage and choke themselves out, throw themselves in the crowd, and just be crazy, and like it really turned me on to like, you know, just the music in general. And then I really, like, as I got older, I started understanding like the message of punk rock and like the brotherhood of hardcore and like the happiness of ska. And you know, I wanted to bring all those musics together, and that's kind of really how I got into punk rock and hardcore and ska. And it was just my older brothers introduced me, and then the message really appealed to me as an older youth. So
and then, did you play any instruments, or have you always been a singer?
I've always sang. For every band I've ever been in, I don't know how to play instruments. I'm musically retarded.
Have you was Vanzetti Crime your first band ever, or were you in bands earlier than that?
I've been in earlier bands. Like I was in like a Minor Threat type band before that called Karate Chop, and they were awful. And then I was in like a really poppy ska band before that when I was in like ninth grade. And that band was awful. That was called Dairy Patrol. And I don't really talk about those bands because they're pretty bad. Vanzetti Crime was my first real, like, real band that I really, like, liked.
Okay. All right. Now, your new album, Rabies, Scabies, and Crack Babies, that's the first release by Dr. Drug and Possible Side Effects?
That is our first release, yeah.
Now, you guys actually opened up for a legendary punk band, the Vibrators.
The Vibrators played really great. They didn't do our sound very well, so we couldn't really hear each other, so that was a really bad show for us. But the Vibrators were great, and it was awesome because I got to go in for free and got to talk to those guys, and they were great, really nice, too.
They are great guys. I agree.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are about to embark on a tour, correct?
Correct. Hopefully, if I can get all these shows booked. Bands are, especially punk bands, are a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time in a couple of cities that we've helped a lot of bands from, and so it's like a little frustrating. So, we're working on that.
I'm going to play one of the songs off your new release. This is Go, You Big Red Fire Engine, Go. Could you tell us a little about the song before I play it?
Well, as a band, we used to kind of get sidetracked by this game called Left 4 Dead. And, like, we would, like, sit down to practice, and we would start playing this game, and we would be like, maybe we should practice. And then we'd be like, no, let's just play for a little bit longer. And like 4 hours would go by, and we really didn't practice. And that's really where this song was inspired from, was our laziness.
All right. This is Dr. Drug and Possible Side Effects off of Rabies, Scabies, and Crack Babies with Go, You Big Red Fire Engine, Go.
Go! Black killings, people dead! Run out to the streets! Ripping up the rest! Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, that was Dr. Joe with Possible Side Effects with Go You Big Red Fire Engine Go. Welcome back to Metal Score. Conrad.
What's up?
Where are some of your favorite places to play, at least in the Salt Lake area?
We play the Underground a lot because, obviously, I run the Underground. We play the Boeing House, which is like an anarchist bookstore, like a book collective. We used to play at the Blue Star Coffee Shop, but they don't really do shows anymore. We really like to play at Kilby Court. They're always really good to us. We play a lot of house shows, a lot of like punk houses. We played the Brigantine, which is a punk house in Sugar House. We really like house shows. We really like small, like intimate shows. But we also like to play in like packed venues too. Like we play it all.
Now, who are some of your favorite bands? Not only in Salt Lake, but you played with quite a few bands. First, could you tell us who some of the bands that you played with, and then who are some of your favorite bands to have played with, and also some of your favorite bands in Salt Lake?
We out of state bands that we played with.
Yeah, touring bands.
We played with Run Forever from Pittsburgh. Those guys are super nice guys. Really, really cool. Like, folk punky kind of band. Like, we played with Final Summation. They're from Sacramento. They're really cool guys. Really, really good music. We played with the Skank Agents from San Diego. Really great ska band. I'm trying to think. We played with the Vibrators. Those guys were really awesome. Really cool guys. We're getting ready to go on tour with a band from Santa Maria called the Uh-Oh Spots. And they're like a pop punk band, kind of like a older Screeching Weasel kind of band. They're really good. Should look them up. We played with a lot of like strange experimental punk bands. Oh, we played with the Billy and Ernie's quite a few times. They're a great band from Colorado. Really good ska band on Community Records. We played with a lot of really great bands that have really been really nice to us. And then my favorite band.
I was just going to ask, who are some of your favorite local bands?
I really like Stoney Stages and Stereos. They're great. They're really good friends of ours. We play with them a lot. The Mooks, we play with them quite a bit. They're good friends of ours. They're really good. We played with the Hung Ups. They're pretty cool guys. We played with them a few times. Problem Daughter, they're great. I'm really good friends with them. Donner Dance Party, brand new ska band. We played with them twice. We played with the U-Hooligans and Society Miscall, some punk, more street punk bands. We played with a lot of bands. We really like the Salt Lake scene a lot. Just trying to not forget anybody.
Now tell us a little about the Underground.
The Underground is my screen printing shop with an office space above it that I run shows out of. We try to protect the place. We run it. We keep cops away. We don't really give out the address to very many people.
Right.
We've been doing shows for quite a few months now, since September. We just have to be really careful.
Right.
With noise ordinances and just like trash and whatever. Just keep it a positive place for kids. I really opened it to really help the local punk rock, like the younger kids that are getting, up and coming in the scene, and I'm trying to show them a more positive side to the punk rock scene and how it can be a positive thing. It doesn't have to be negative.
Right, no. You're right. Right.
Yeah.
You play a lot of hardcore shows too, as well, don't you? You guys play with a lot of hardcore bands.
Yeah, we played Strike to Survive. We played with X Built on Lies X. We played with a lot of straight edge bands. They don't really get our music because we're kind of like we have that ska infusion into our hardcore.
Right.
We played with Disowned. Those guys are cool guys.
Yeah, Disowned is, yeah. They really are.
We played with them a few times.
Who are some of the bands that have inspired you guys and really helped shape your love of music?
Really, I think some of our biggest influences are probably Against All Authority, Operation Ivy, like really that punk ska, like, and then like Against All Authority with like their like ska core-ness and like that East Bay kind of sound.
Right.
H2O is a big part in my life. But lyrically, I would say H2O is my biggest influence.
New York?
Yeah, New York hardcore is, yeah, really, really inspired me.
Yeah, Agnostic Front's coming out with a new one. So I'm sure you're going to like that. Yeah.
I didn't hear. I interviewed
Roger Merritt 2 weeks ago on my San Clemente Punk, and he was saying that. They just finished up in the recording it, so it should be out mid 2011.
That's exciting. Are they touring?
Possibly they will be. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be pretty awesome.
Well, Roger Merritt and the Disasters is going to make another run. They're actually touring in California right now, but he's talking about doing a tour with Flatfoot 56, and they'd be coming up through this area.
That would be great. Flatfoot 56, yeah. I saw them not that long ago, and it was they blew me away.
Yeah, they that would be a great show. I mean, Roger Merritt and the Disasters is great, but I really like Flatfoot 56 as well.
I agree.
Now, you Where can we find, first off, is Vanzetti Crime still, you know, is it still available, you know, the ones that you, the album that you were on, and then where can we find the Dr. Drug and Possible Side Effects CD?
Really, we only sell our CDs at our shows. We try to keep, like, I don't want to say we're exclusive, but, like, I generally don't carry them with me unless we're playing a show, so usually we don't sell them unless, I mean, they're $5. Vanzetti Crime is getting ready to do a reunion show. I'm super excited about that. I'll be booking that at the Underground, and it'll be great. Their guitar player just got back, just moved back to Salt Lake, and it should be good. I'm really excited for that show.
Nice. Now, do you have anything coming up that you know, besides your tour that you're excited about here in Salt Lake?
We're going to have a big tour kickoff show at the Underground, and we're actually doing two shows. We're going to do one at the Muse in Provo and then one at the Underground in Salt Lake, and then that's pretty much the only thing we have. We have a Valentine's Day show, too, and then I don't know what we're doing after that.
Okay. When does the tour actually start?
February 27th, if we can find a show in Sacramento, hopefully, but that's our first date.
Okay, all right. Before I let you go, Conrad, I'm going to play Molly off of the Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects, Rabies, Scabies, and Crack Babies. Could you tell us a little about that song?
That song is about a buddy of ours. He had this girlfriend that song's called Molly for Molly Mormon, and we were watching an R-rated movie, and she got up and said that we should be ashamed of ourselves and that we're the worst people ever, pretty much. And then she left with her boyfriend and had sex in her car. And I really, really thought about that song, and it was just, and then the cops actually caught them while they were having sex in their car. And, yeah, and that's what that song's about, is just her hypocrisy.
Okay, Conrad, thanks for coming on. I enjoyed it, and we're going to get you back again before you guys go on tour when you have more solid dates and play some more of your stuff.
Cool, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Conrad. This is Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects with Molly.
No tears, no cups, no tears, no more Jeremiah. You can see it, don't sweat. No tears, no cups, no tears, no more Jeremiah. You
You should have died!
Kaiser with Strugler. You know, when I heard those guys, it felt like I got punched in the brain. Those guys are just a really, really good hardcore band, and they're up and coming, and I really hope to see those guys do well. We have a band now, a punk band from Philadelphia, another punk band from Philly. This is the Boils, who have recently split. There are some possibilities that they'll be reforming. I'm not sure, but this is one of my favorite songs by these guys. This is off the Boiling Waters EP. This is Till Tomorrow.
If you're in that area,
Chris is a very approachable, great guy. If you happen to see those guys, go up and introduce yourself to Chris. Chris is a great friend of the show, and I'm always happy to play those guys. But this is stereo transmitted disease, or STD. This is A Place Called Home. This is Planks with Harpooner's Divide.